and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Freeze company too. You'll see that love is a bomb again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Janet, come here.
What, Terry?
You have got to try this omelet.
Where'd you get it?
I made it. Well, don't sound so surprised. You know, with Jack being so busy these days, I mean, somebody's got to cook. Now, here, taste. Well?
That's very interesting.
What? No. Eggs. Besides eggs.
Let me see. Tomatoes, cabbage, broccoli, peanut butter.
Right, peanut butter.
A few plums and some sauerkraut. What do you think?
I think you're pregnant.
I am not.
Well, then, what's with all the stuff in the omelet?
You told me to clean out the refrigerator.
Tastes like you cleaned out the closet.
Jennifer, that is the last time that I cook around here.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad. I'm sorry. I was just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
Hey, Jack. Come on out and make breakfast. Jack, are you?
Hey, Terry. He's not here.
Well, he must have left early.
No, his bed wasn't slept in. He didn't come home last night.
You're kidding. I wonder why he didn't call.
I know, it's not like Jack.
Maybe something happened to him.
Like what?
Maybe he got hit by a truck and he's lying out there somewhere.
Terry.
Well, those trucks are so big and heavy.
No. Jack didn't get hit by any truck. He's very careful when he crosses the street.
Yeah. You're right,
Janet.
Maybe he got mugged waiting for the light to change.
How come you always have to think the worst?
I can't help it. I work in a hospital.
Well, sir, Jack is all right. You just have to think positive like me.
The police!
It's just Larry.
I didn't hear that. Where's Jack? He said he might need a ride this morning.
We don't know, Larry. He didn't come home last night.
Why that dirty dog?
What?
You got lucky, huh?
Is that all you ever think of?
Larry, there could have been an accident.
Not if he was careful.
Jack!
Hey, how you doing?
Jack, we're so glad you're home.
Are you all right?
Actually, I'm exhausted.
What did I tell you?
Jack, where have you been?
And why wasn't I invited?
Larry, would you just get out of here, please?
You're an inspiration to us all.
What is he talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I gotta sit down. I am so tired.
Well, Jack, How come you're so exhausted?
Well, it's always hard for me to get used to sleeping in a strange bed.
What?
What? I slept at the restaurant.
The restaurant?
Yeah, you know that little room above the back stairs?
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to catch up on some paperwork last night. I got so late, I just decided to sleep there.
Oh, so that was the strange bed.
Yeah, wait a minute. Did you think I was out carousing or...
No, it was Larry. We just thought you were dead.
Oh. Well, that's much better.
Look, Jack, whatever you do is your business. But it was very inconsiderate of you not to call us.
Yeah, we were worried sick about you.
Hang on a second. I was going to call, but it got so late, I decided not to. I didn't want to wake you up.
Okay.
Got to sleep there again tonight.
Why?
Well, because it's close to the produce market, and I've got to be there at 6 in the morning.
Oh, you poor baby.
Yeah.
I'll be all alone in a small, dingy little room.
Oh, it sounds awful.
Well, I don't mind. We can always squeeze a couple more people in if we cuddle, you know.
Come on. Here, go and get some sleep.
Yeah.
I can't sleep. There's a million things I gotta do, and I don't know how I'm gonna get through them all.
Well, can we help?
Yeah, what could we do?
Well, Janet, listen, if you could go to the bank and the post office for me.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Oh, I'd really appreciate that. Terry,
yeah?
Could you pick up the new menus for me at the printers?
Sure.
You're a lifesaver.
Anything else we can do?
Yeah, there is one other thing.
Yes. Okay.
Follow me.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Where are we going?
Well, I have to shower. You wash, you dry. Thank you very much. Please come again. Good night.
Mr. Angelino!
Tripper? Oh, what are you doing here so late? I thought you'd be closed.
Well, a couple of the customers didn't want to go home.
Oh.
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 What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd check up on you.
Yeah. But you thought I was closed.
Oh, yeah. Are you checking up on me?
No.
You must know I came here to get a bottle of wine to take home.
You came all the way down here for a bottle of wine?
Well, yes, you see. Are you checking up on me again?
No. I'll get your wine. Mr. Angelino.
Well! Well, you don't expect me to drink out of the bottle, do you?
I thought you were going to go home.
Oh, I am. But I can't drive without my glasses. Tripper?
Mr. Angelino.
You are checking up on me.
No, I was just going to go to bed.
Well, so was I.
Oh, tired.
Very tired. Good night, Jack.
Honey, do you think that I can have a little more wine?
Oh, I didn't know you had company.
I was training a new wine steward.
Uh-huh.
Stewardess. Person.
Mr. Angelino, you don't have to explain. This is your affair.
Business. This is your business.
I'm going. Bye.
Son, I want you to know this is my first time ever.
First time? But you're married.
I meet with another woman.
Oh,
good night.
I'm see you. Bye.
Good night. Good night.
Your wife?
My wife?
She's coming up the stairs.
My wife!
Your wife? You told me you lived with your mother.
Yeah, well, she's always been like a mother to me.
You guys want to talk? I'll be going.
No, Tripper, wait. Daphne, go to the bathroom.
I don't have to.
Jack?
I'll give it a shot. Angelino?
Jack! Oh, but I thought... Oh, I am so embarrassed. Frank!
Mildred, I thought that was your car. What are you doing here?
I don't know.
What's this? Tripper, I'm shocked.
Mildred, don't look. I come here to check up on you, and I find you with this...
Watch it.
This beautiful girl.
Oh, come, Milton. I'm sorry you had to see this.
By the way, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you all night.
That rat.
He told me he was single. Why would he lie like that? If you can't believe a guy who says honest Injun, who can you believe?
He said honest Injun?
He told me I reminded him of the Mona Lisa. Oh, wasn't I dumb to fall for a line like that?
Well, you do have a very pretty smile. Good night.
Do you really think so?
Honest Injun. Are you kidding me? You're very, very pretty. You got beautiful blonde hair and big old blue eyes. And not that I noticed, but I think it's a fair assumption that you have a terrific figure.
Thank you, sweet.
I dare say. Looks like I could be wrong, but it looks like you're ready for bed, so I'll just be moseying on out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. Won't you just stay and have a little glass of wine with me before you go?
I really shouldn't. I don't think Mr. Angelino would...
Please.
Okay, just one little sip. Miss...
Smith.
That's okay. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, that really is my name. Daphne Smith.
Oh. Well, hello, Daphne. I'm Jack Tripper. Nice to meet you.
How'd you do?
I'm fine now.
Is this your room?
No, I live nearby in Santa Monica's.
You know, I could tell right away that you were a nice guy.
Could you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't look at a girl like you only got one thing on your mind.
Well, I am tired. Gosh. You know, I should just drink this one glass of wine and then go right home.
Okay. But drink slowly.
Looks like he's still up.
The poor guy.
Wait till he sees all this stuff. It'll really cheer him up.
No. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three. Surprise!
Trying to tell you.
Lies, 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 all lies. You said you had to work late. You said you had to get up early to go to the market.
Yeah, to pick up a tomato.
And all the time you're running around getting your dry cleaning and your menus.
Yeah, and going to the bank and the post office, all because we felt sorry for you.
And all the time you were messing around.
I was not messing around.
Oh, I don't care what you say, Jack Tripper. I saw what I saw.
And I saw what she saw.
You did not see what she saw.
Huh?
The girl I was with was not with me.
Oh, come on!
Janet, Daphne was with Mr. Angelino, only Mrs. Angelino thought she was with me, which is exactly what Mr. Angelino wanted, so he left with her.
Daphne?
No, Mrs. Angelino, I was left with Daphne, and I was getting ready to leave, but Daphne said, please, so I said yes, and I stayed, then you came and saw us, see?
Jack, your nose is growing.
Terry, you're the reasonable one.
Your nose is in my way.
Look, girl, can I... Hey, come on. All right, girl, maybe I didn't explain it right. Will you give me another chance?
Okay, talk.
Janet, it's not something we can do through a door. Please let me in. Please!
No!
That's what I like about you, Jack. You never stop trying.
Larry, I'm not in the mood.
You could have fooled me.
Hey, will you cut the jokes? I'm in big trouble here.
What?
The girls are mad at me because they think I lied to them.
About what?
Well, they think I spent the night with a girl.
Well, where'd they get an idea like that?
They found us on a bed together drinking wine.
Sounds innocent to me.
It was. Nothing happened.
Hey, you don't have to explain.
Unless you'd like to. There is nothing to explain.
Okay, if you say so, pal.
Look, I don't even know the girl.
Right. You just stick to that story.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Jack, you were so nice to me, I wanted to return the favor.
Larry?
Don't tell me. Dustin Hoffman, right?
Daphne, how did you find out where I lived?
I looked you up in the phone book.
But why?
Oh, Jack, you were so sweet to me. And since your girlfriend seemed a little angry, I thought that if I explained to them...
Would you explain? Oh, would you? That you'd be a lifesaver. By the way, they're not my girlfriends.
They're not? Oh, that's wonderful.
No, it isn't. It is.
What's the matter, Jack? Don't you like me?
Huh? Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just that you were going to explain to the girls and get me off the hook.
Well, I will.
Oh, good.
Afterwards.
You don't understand. I got to go get the ding-dong. Excuse me. I'll be right there. Ah, she's not here! In my bedroom.
You do like me. Can't you even answer the door?
I did. No one was there.
There's no one again.
Janet, wait a second. Janet, don't open the door. At this hour, it could be a maniac.
Oh. Who is it?
Angelino.
What did I tell you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Listen, I'm sorry to bother you so late, but I just have to talk to Jack.
And I have to talk to you. But, not tonight. I'm, too tired. Wi-Fi.
What's going on?
Shh.
Mr. Angelino, I'm so sorry. That was very rude of Jack.
No. That's okay. He has every right to be rude.
Why? What happened?
Well, I kind of put him on the spot tonight.
Does this have anything to do with a Daphne?
Jack told you?
Well, he tried to, but we wouldn't listen.
Good. Good night.
He said Daphne was with you.
Well, technically, you might say that. But actually, well, see, what happened was I met this poor little waif, a mere child who had nowhere to stay. And so out of the goodness of my heart, I offered her the room above Jack's restaurant.
Can you believe that?
And then when I went up to see if she was all right, well, imagine my surprise when she came out in a negligee. She wasn't a little girl at all. Uh-uh. And when I tried to leave, she accosted me.
Oh, that no good. What does accosted mean?
I was shocked. I had no idea she was that kind of a woman.
Oh, let me at him.
And when my wife came in, well, she thought that Daphne was Jack's, you know. And rather than confuse the poor woman, I mean, I love my wife. I just let her think that, oh, I guess it was kind of rotten.
Yeah, kinda.
I hope Jack will forgive me. In fact, I'm not leaving until he accepts my apology.
No, actually, Daphne.
Daphne?
Yes. Oh! So you were shocked, huh?
No.
You didn't think I was that kind of woman, huh?
No, please, I can explain.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, explain this!
Oh! I don't think Jack accepted his apology.
Maybe he should have just sent him a note.
What happened?
Nothing. And I deserved it.
Well, I don't blame Jack for being angry. And you know what? We owe him an apology, too.
Yeah. I just hope he accepts our apology better.
Of course he will. He's our roommate, Gary.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Apologize for both of us.
You feel better now?
Not yet.
Well...
Jack!
Yeah.
Yes?
We want to apologize.
Okay, I accept. Now go to bed.
No, come on. Do it face to face.
Okay, I accept your apology. I told you that.
What is so funny?
I'm just so happy about your apology. It really tickles me.
Jack, look, either you come out here so we can apologize or we're coming in.
Okay, here I am.
Jack, honey. Well, Terry and I.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to know that we feel terrible about not believing you.
Yeah. Jack, because the only thing that matters is honesty and trust.
Yeah, if we don't have that, we don't have anything, right? Right? Right?
Right. Right. Look, I have something to talk to you girls about, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure, anything.
So, why don't we sit down? Why don't we cross our legs?
Okay.
Terry, why don't you bring yours over this way?
Oh, all right.
Do you remember that girl you saw me with tonight?
Sure.
She's in my bedroom right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Oh, I'm sure you are, Jen.
What are you trying to do? Teach us a lesson because we wouldn't believe you?
I'm telling you, Daphne is in my bedroom right now.
Really?
She came over to explain, to get me off the hook with you two. She is really a very nice girl.
Then what's she doing in your bedroom?
Would you get serious, Janet?
Sorry.
I was hiding her in there so you two wouldn't get the wrong idea. The poor girl's been hurt enough already.
Oh, no. We believe you, Jack. Oh. Don't we, Janet?
Yes, we do.
Yo, you yeah. don't believe me. I want you two to check my room right now. There's
oh,
a girl.
Come on.
Would you get off
Jack? Stuff oh, come
Look,
on. Jack,
a...
this is crazy.
Oh, we get... All right, I suppose we will not be allowed to get any sleep tonight unless we go look, so we go look.
All right.
Well?
Oh, Jack. She's lovely, just lovely.
And she seems very nice, too. Good night.
Wait a minute. Does this mean she can stay?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
She's gone.
And so are you, Jack.
Daphne? Daphne, are you in there? Daphne? Oh, no.
Don't worry, Jack. I'm just here because I think I left my compact in your bedroom last night.
Oh, be my guest.
Would you like to help me look?
No, that's all right. You can handle that.
Maybe before you get up. Oh, hi, Jack.
Morning.
We're going to have to get you some donuts for your breakfast.
Oh, thank you. Listen, about that Daphne.
Oh, no, not that again, Jack.
Really? Come on, Jack. We all know that there was nobody in your room last night.
I found it!
It was under your bed. Have a nice day. Bye! That was her.
Who?
Daphne.
I didn't see nobody.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.